9. When you think about missions, what do you think the greatest need in missions is today? What do you think the greatest needs in the area of missions, whether it be in Kenya, there in the tribal areas, or the mountainous areas, or in the urban cities of South America, like São Paulo, Rio, Argentina, Buenos Aires in Argentina? What do you think the greatest needs in missions are, the greatest obstacles, I guess? Or the greatest obstacle. Not everybody at once. Okay?
Workers, laborers.
Laborers, very good. That is actually the answer. you know, a lot of people think, you know, it's financial. And, you know, we can't do anything without finances, you know. One of the things that I always believe that when God, Bob Jones always taught, when God calls a man, God supplies that which he needs. And if God's called someone to church planting or something, God will provide that which we need. You know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago when we first went to Brazil, it was a land, everything was just a lot different, and we were able to get the buildings up and get them started and everything. Now, everything's a lot more expensive. But the greatest need we have is not necessarily financial. The greatest need is that of people that are willing to serve the Lord. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, he only gave one prayer request. You ever thought about that? Jesus gave only one prayer request. It's Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. And it says, are you there? If you found it, say amen. If you happen to say, oh me. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. But when he, Jesus, saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And then said he unto the disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Jesus' one prayer request was that people would pray, that his disciples would pray, or that the church would pray, that God would send forth more laborers into the harvest field. And the greatest need that we have in missions today, whether it be in Kenya, Africa, Europe, or even Brazil, we need people that are willing to say, Lord, here am I, send me. You know, whatever talent you have, God can use that on the mission field, whether it be medical, whether it be technological, or whether it be theological. God can use whatever talent you have. You know, we have people that are involved, had some retirees that was involved in building, and they would come, and the husband and wife would come and spend about 3 months, December, January, and February, and they would help, the husband would help build. He had a lot of expertise in building, and he would help, actually the Alexanders, some of y'all know the Alexanders, they would help build build on three churches there in Sorocaba, about 2 hours outside of São Paulo. And he wasn't called to preach, he wasn't, couldn't even speak the language, but he knew how to lay brick, he knew how to set up the blueprints and everything else. So we see, you know, whatever talent you have, God use it. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, maybe God hasn't called me to the mission field. You know, each one of us needs to do what God wants us to do. And if God wants you to be a Christian businessman here in the States, be a Christian businessman in the States. If God wants you to, be an astronaut or fireman or whatever, or a fireman, an astronaut that works, fireman that works as an astronaut, that would be difficult. I don't know that I would want to be in a crisis situation in space putting out a fire. I think I'd rather be a missionary in the Amazon somewhere. but, you know, the greatest need that we have in missions is that of laborers. And one of the things that Jesus said here is, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. All of us can't go, but we can pray that God would send forth laborers. You know, when Jesus told his disciples to pray, the ones that prayed were the ones that, you know, some of the ones that God called. So just pray that the Lord would raise up young men, young women. God would burden people's hearts, maybe couples, maybe even retirees, about dedicating their life to spreading the gospel. And, you know, whatever talent God's given you, God can use that there in Brazil. There was a Christian businessman. Many of you know the story of Ray Letourneau. He started Caterpillar. His goal, he started the Caterpillar Construction Company, the big, huge earth movers. When he was in Lima, Peru, and he was a Christian, nominal Christian, but the Lord really got a hold of his heart. He had started having some financial troubles back in the 30s. And he decided, he prayed, "Lord, if you'll turn this thing around, I'll live off 10% and I'll give 90% to you." And the Lord had worked in his life, and he started giving a little bit more and more of his company. And during his at the end of his life, he was giving 90% to his church and to missions, and 10%. He gave his testimony at the end of his life, and another Christian, a young person in Bible college, heard his testimony about giving, living off 10% and giving 20, living off the 1%. Christian businessman did that, and that Christian businessman living off 10% became a millionaire and was able to be a blessing to his church and also to support missionaries throughout the world. And, you know, God hasn't called all of us to do something like that, but God has called us to be faithful. You know, we can be faithful right here in this church. You know, coming to church, praying, reading the Bible, inviting other people to come, supporting the ministries of this church. And even, do you also use Faith Promise? Supporting missionaries, your Faith Promise missions program through your local church. I believe God always works in and through the local church. You know, the best way to support a missionary is through your Faith Promise giving at your local church. That's the best way to do it. But the Lord said, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest." And I'd like to encourage you to pray, one, that God would call forth young men, call forth people to the ministry, that God would use our churches, send forth missionaries to their parts of the world, and also that God would use Jerry and I there in Brazil, that Lord would use our ministry and our church to call young men, young women into the ministry, to prepare for the ministry. We've seen people, we've gotten people, and we had a missions conference that I mentioned about at our last church. We had a missions conference. A lot of people went forward. Two of them are in Mozambique. Matter of fact, I got a call today from him from Mozambique on my cell phone. There are Brazilians that are trained for the ministry that are serving the Lord in Mozambique. So our churches are supporting other missionaries, sending missionaries out. We got a missionary in India from Brazil. Our churches support heavily. We train our people that we need to be involved in missions. We encourage our young people to pray about the possibility of being involved in missions. But Jesus' prayer request was, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers." I had one pastor that always said, we all need to go missionaries, all need to go as missionaries or send someone in our place. And if you can't go, support your Faith Promise missions at your church and pray that the Lord would bless them and use it there. But I'd like to thank you for your prayers and support for our ministry. I know the time has passed there, the 7 o'clock hour, but I want to thank you for all that you've done and for your prayers for us. And just continue to pray for the building that we're going to be building and that Lord would bless the first service and everything involved with the beginning of that church there, and that Lord would use the beginning of that ministry to reach people that are going to have a dynamic impact on the life of that church. I'd like to turn it over to Pastor now. Thank you very much.